Representatives of the hospitality sector will meet senior government officials later today regarding the planned resumption of indoor hospitality following a cabinet decision last night. Opposition politicians are also due to be briefed today about the policy, which will also allow adults who are either fully vaccinated or have recovered from COVID-19 within the past 6 months to go inside a restaurant or a bar with their children. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Speaking last night after the virtual cabinet meeting, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said that the coalition's intention is to restart indoor hospitality, but safely, sustainably and in line with public health advice. However, many questions remain. The necessary legislation could be introduced into the Oireachtas as early as today. However, that isn't certain, which partly explains why the government can only say that indoor hospitality will resume no later than Monday the 26th of July, rather than give a specific date. Now that a decision to reopen has been taken by Cabinet, representatives of the hospitality sector say they need to speedily agree with government officials how enforcement measures like inspections are going to work, rules governing social distancing, as well as how the new policy will be explained to businesses and the public. Opposition politicians are also due to be briefed on the Cabinet decision today. Sinn Féin, Labour and the Social Democrats have all raised concerns that the policy of excluding unvaccinated people from indoor hospitality is discriminatory.
The People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy has said he's opposed to the scheme and described reopening indoor hospitality at this time as a reckless mistake. He said it endangers the health of hospitality workers and risks hundreds of unnecessary deaths. The Dublin South West deputy told this programme that the mistake was being made yet again after many other reckless mistakes had been made at the behest of the private business lobby and ignoring public health.
And it's a mistake which, when we're almost there in terms of vaccination, which risks a fourth wave, as is happening across much of Europe now because of Delta, and therefore going backwards in terms of reopening, going back into lockdowns, that I think people simply couldn't take. So I think it's a really terrible decision if they decide to go ahead with that.
Reports from Iraq say more than 50 people died in a fire which broke out at a COVID-19 isolation ward in a hospital in the south of the country. The outbreak occurred at the hospital in the city of Nasiriya. A local health authority official said 52 bodies were retrieved and at least 20 people were injured. Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has ordered an investigation and the suspension and detention of the region's director of health. It's the second fire at a hospital in Iraq in 4 months. More than 80 people died when a blaze engulfed a COVID medical facility in Baghdad in April. Police have launched a murder investigation following the fatal stabbing of a woman in County Derry. They responded to a report of the incident just after 20 past 8 last night at a property on the Seacoast Road outside Limavady. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. A man in his 50s who was injured was taken to hospital. The PSNI said the inquiries are at an early stage and it's appealed for information. A senior EU official has called on the Greek government to stop the alleged deportation of migrants arriving at its borders. Some people are trying to seek asylum in Europe, claim that Greek coast guards have forced their small boats back into Turkish waters. Others allege that even after landing in Greece, they've been taken back out to sea, actions the Greek authorities have denied. The European Union's Migration and Home Affairs Commissioner, Ulva Johansson, says the reports of pushbacks are well-founded and she wants the practice to be stopped.
When we are protecting our borders, we are protecting our values. Why are we proud of being European? Why is European Union a place where a lot of people would like to live? It's because of our values, because we are defending fundamental rights. And that's why we can't see violations of fundamental rights going on without having a proper response to that.
Former ministers and senior civil servants face new penalties if they fail to comply with a cooling off period between leaving office and taking up a lobbying role. The Cabinet will consider proposals this morning from the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, to amend the law in relation to lobbying activity to enable a civil sanction to apply for the first time. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
A mainly dry day. There'll be sunny spells developing in the morning and temperatures will rise to between 18 degrees along west-facing coasts to 22 degrees in the southeast.